Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. So today's market, kind of a roller coaster, huh?
Yeah, definitely a choppy session, a lot of anxiety early on, but we saw a nice rebound off those lows. That closing strength, definitely something to watch.
Right, that initial dip, that 2.3% drop in the S&P had me sweating a bit. Stagflation worries, that weak GDP number, not a good look.
Tell me about it, a 0.3% GDP contraction, and that price deflator up 3.7%, not exactly inspiring confidence. That ADP report didn't help either. Only 62,000 private payrolls added, way below expectations.
Definitely below expectations. And then you had those disappointing earnings from Starbucks and Norwegian Cruise Lines hitting that discretionary spending narrative hard. Folks are nervous.
Yeah, makes you wonder if consumers are tightening their belts, bracing for those tariffs. But then that mid-morning PCE report provided a little breathing room. Flat PCE and core PCE? A welcome surprise, for sure. Took some pressure off the inflation narrative.
It did. Helped fuel that afternoon rally. Healthcare and industrials leading the charge, while energy and discretionary lagged. Kind of a sector rotation story playing out there.
Definitely see some rotation. And looking at the broader data, mortgage applications down, pending home sales up, it's a mixed bag. But that softening in employment costs, compensation costs up only 3.6% year over year, that's a key takeaway for me.
Yeah, I was more focused on that import number, up 41.3%. Clear sign folks are front-running those tariffs, stocking up before prices go up. Smart, but also kind of concerning.
I see what you mean. It's a pull forward of demand, not necessarily organic growth. Speaking of growth, Seagate Technology, STX, absolutely crushed it, up over 11% after their earnings. Robust guidance, easing those tariff concerns. They're seeing strong demand, especially from cloud customers, driven by that AI infrastructure build-out. They're not worried about tariffs impacting their clients' orders. Actually, they're quite optimistic.
Oh, that's interesting. So while some sectors are struggling, others are thriving. Makes you wonder where the real opportunities lie.
Exactly. Gotta look for those pockets of strength, the ones with real momentum. And STX, with its exposure to cloud and AI, that's one to watch. Big time. That's where the growth is, and that's where the money's going.
So STX, Seagate Technology, really popped today. Over 11%, that's some serious movement.
Yeah, definitely caught my eye. Big winner in a, you know, pretty volatile session. That robust guidance really propelled them way above expectations.
Guidance, huh? What were they saying?
And well, they basically threw those tariff concerns out the window. Strong demand, especially from cloud customers. AI infrastructure build-out, that's the key.
AI, huh? Heard that's the next big thing.
It is the big thing. And STX is riding that wave. They're not worried about tariffs impacting their clients' orders. Actually, they're quite optimistic, which, given the overall market anxiety, is pretty remarkable.
Remarkable is an understatement. I mean, we had that initial dip in the S&P, that 2.3% drop, had me sweating bullets.
Tell me about it. That weak GDP number, stagflation worries, not a good look. And those disappointing earnings from Starbucks and Norwegian Cruise Lines, not helping the overall sentiment.
Definitely not. And then you have that import number, up over 40%. Folks are front-running those tariffs, stocking up before prices jump. Smart, but also concerning.
Right? Pull forward of demand, not necessarily organic growth. But STX, they're seeing real growth. And they're talking about strong demand all the way through 2025, even visibility into the first half of 2026.
Wow. So they're playing the long game, and this Google Colossus storage system using both SSDs and hard drives, that's got to be good news for STX, right?
Absolutely. That hybrid approach, using SSDs for speed and hard drives for mass storage, it's perfect for AI workloads, and STX is positioned perfectly to capitalize on that. They're ramping up shipments of their high-capacity drives.
So while everyone else is worried about tariffs and slowing growth, STX is doubling down on AI and cloud. Interesting strategy.
Very interesting, and it seems to be working. Look at that stock price, up over 11%, while Western Digital, their peer, also saw a nice bump, up 4.5%. Clearly, there's something to this AI narrative.
Wow, that's a lot of earnings data to unpack. Looks like a pretty mixed bag overall. Some big beats, some big misses. Where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with the standouts, shall we? Seagate Technology, STX, really crushed it. Beat on earnings, beat on revenue, and raised guidance. That's a trifecta. In this market, pretty impressive.
Yeah. What kind of guidance are we talking about?
June quarter EPS above consensus, revenue in line. Clearly, they're benefiting from that AI boom we talked about earlier.
Right? That makes sense. And what about some of the other tech names? Anything interesting there?
Well, Freshworks, FRSH, also had a solid beat and raise, guiding above consensus for both EPS and revenue for the full year. Definitely one to keep an eye on. Oh, and Logitech, Logi, beat on earnings, revenue in line, and gave inline guidance for Q1 revenue. Not as explosive as STX or Afresh, but still a decent showing.
Okay, so some bright spots in tech, but what about some of the other sectors? Anything worth noting?
Healthcare had some interesting moves. GE Healthcare, GEHC, beat on both earnings and revenue, but their full-year EPS guidance is below consensus. And they announced a share buyback, kind of a mixed message there. Humana also beat on earnings, but guided below consensus for the full year. So a bit of weakness in the healthcare space, it seems.
I see. And what about some of those misses? Anything particularly concerning?
Well, First Solar, FSLR, missed pretty badly on earnings and lowered their full-year guidance, blaming the tariffs. Not a good look. And then there's Norwegian Cruise Lines, NCLH, missing on earnings and guiding lower for Q2. Still feeling the pressure, it seems.
Yeah, not surprising, given the overall economic climate. So a lot of mixed signals out there makes it tough to get a clear read on the market.
It does. But hey, that's what makes it interesting, right? Gotta sift through the noise and find those real opportunities, like STX and FRSH. Those are the names to watch right now, riding that AI wave and showing some real momentum.
Wow, so much earnings data coming out. It's like drinking from a fire hose. Where do we even start with this?
Well, how about we start with the big misses, some real shockers in there. First Solar, FSLR, really took a beating. Blaming tariffs, but still, a big miss is a big miss.
Yeah, and what about Werner Enterprises, Wern, missed on both earnings and revenue. Ouch, not a good look. The transportation sector is really feeling the pressure.
True, and then there's Supermicrocomputer SMCI. Lowering guidance, never a good sign. That definitely spooked investors.
Makes you wonder what's going on behind the scenes there. And speaking of concerning, Norwegian Cruise Lines, NCLH, also missed and lowered guidance. Still struggling, it seems.
Yeah, the cruise industry is facing some headwinds for sure. But hey, let's look at the bright side. Some companies actually did pretty well, right?
Right. Seagate Technology, STX, for example. A beat and a raise? In this market, that's impressive.
Absolutely. They're really capitalizing on that AI boom. Smart move. And then there's Western Digital, WDC. Also a beat, and they even announced a dividend. Not bad.
Yeah, WDC is showing some resilience. And how about Snap? Snap, a beat on both earnings and revenue. That's got to make investors happy.
Definitely a positive surprise there. And let's not forget about Visa V. Another beat and a buyback announcement. They're showing confidence in their future.
So a mixed bag overall, but some real standouts in the tech sector. Makes you wonder where the real opportunities lie.
Exactly. Gotta sift through the noise and find those companies with real momentum. The ones riding the waves of innovation, like STX and Snap. Those are the names to watch.
Wow, that's a lot of news to digest. Everything from autonomous driving partnerships to AI chips and dividend increases. Where do we even begin?
Well, how about we start with the big tech news? Alphabet's Waymo partnering with Toyota. That's a major development for the autonomous driving space. Combining Waymo's tech with Toyota's manufacturing prowess could be a game changer.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that plays out. And speaking of tech, Apple making changes to its government affairs and music divisions. Always interesting to see what they're up to.
Definitely. And what about Huawei delivering that advanced AI chip? The Financial Times is calling it a big deal. Could shake things up in the semiconductor industry.
Oh? Sounds like we need to keep a close eye on that one. And then there's EPAM Systems, expanding its collaboration with Amazon Web Services on generative AI solutions. AI is everywhere these days.
It really is. Now, shifting gears a bit, that clear, secure, strong sell research opinion from Spruce Point Capital, that could put some pressure on the stock.
Yeah, definitely something to watch. And on the flip side, several companies announced dividend increases. Canadian Pacific, Kansas City, Evercore, Grainger. Always good news for investors.
Absolutely. Shows confidence in their future prospects. And speaking of confidence, Faraday Future signing that pre-order agreement for 1,000 electric vehicles? A positive sign for the company.
It is. Though I'm a little skeptical. They've had their struggles, haven't they? I'm not entirely convinced this is a sign of a true turnaround. What do you think?
I see your point. It's definitely a step in the right direction, but they still have a lot to prove. Let's see how they execute on those orders. And while we're on the topic of potentially risky plays, what about that Bit Digital shelf offering for $500 million? Could dilute existing shareholders.
Right, something to keep in mind. So a lot of moving parts in the market today, from AI and autonomous driving to dividends and shelf offerings. It's a lot to keep track of.
It is, but that's what makes it exciting, right? Gotta stay informed and be ready to adapt. And speaking of adapting, Ford extending its employee pricing through July 4th? Interesting tactic in this inflationary environment.
Whoa, that's a lot of market action. Where do we even start unpacking all of this?
Well, how about some of the bigger headlines? Microsoft looking to protect its European services, per the Financial Times. Always interesting to see how these global tech giants are navigating international regulations.
Yeah, what's the story there?
Sounds like they're trying to get ahead of any potential disruptions. Smart move. And then there's Rivian, stockpiling EV batteries ahead of tariffs, according to CNN. Forward thinking, but also a sign of the times.
Definitely. Tariffs are a big deal. Speaking of big deals, that quantum computing subcontract with NASA? Over $400,000 to develop a quantum computing technique for space LIDAR data. That's pretty cool.
Super cool. Quantum computing is going to change everything. And on the healthcare front, Natera announcing results from their heart transplant trial. Always exciting to see advancements in medical technology.
Absolutely. And Xencor, with positive interim results from their inflammatory bowel disease study. Hopefully that leads to some much-needed treatments.
Fingers crossed. Now, shifting gears a bit, Shift4 Payments launching a public offering and filing a mixed securities shelf offering. They're also prepping for their annual meeting. Busy times over there.
Sounds like it. And speaking of busy, Visa is all over the place. Partnering with Bridge on stablecoins, introducing Visa Intelligent Commerce with AI, they're really pushing the boundaries of financial technology.
They are, and VGS expanding their partnership with Visa on AI-driven commerce. It's all about AI these days, isn't it?
It really is. Now, for something completely different, Tejon Ranch being urged by Harvey Capital to shake things up. Decades of stagnant share price? Ouch.
Yeah, not a good look. And then there's Polestar needing more time for their annual report. Never a great sign. Makes you wonder what's going on behind the scenes.
It does. And Owens Corning with that $360 million impairment charge related to the sale of their GR business. That's gonna sting.
Definitely. But hey, let's end on a positive note. A bunch of upgrades today. Airbnb, Canada Goose, Seco Environmental. Always good to see some optimism in the market.
Whoa. That's a laundry list of downgrades. Looks like analysts are getting nervous about certain sectors.
Yeah, definitely a lot of caution out there. That Wells Fargo double downgrade on both Carter's and Victoria's Secret, not a good sign for consumer discretionary.
Oh, what's their reasoning there?
Seems like they're concerned about consumer spending, especially with inflation still lingering. And those target prices? Ouch. CRI down to $25 and VSCO to $12? That's rough.
Yeah. Not great. And what about those other downgrades in consumer discretionary? Gap, Nike, Starbucks. Is this a broader trend?
It could be. Goldman downgrading Starbucks to neutral? That's a big one. They cite concerns about slowing growth. Makes you wonder if the coffee giant has peaked.
Interesting. So, where are the analysts seeing opportunity then? Any upgrades to balance out all this negativity?
Well, VFC, VF Corporation, got an upgrade from Wells Fargo. They're betting on a turnaround story there. But honestly, in this environment, I'm a bit skeptical. What do you think?
I see your point. It's a risky play for sure. But hey, every downturn presents opportunities, right? Just gotta be selective.
Exactly. Gotta find those companies with strong fundamentals and a clear path to growth. And speaking of growth, all those initiations are worth a look. Bill.com, OneStream, Oncure Therapeutics. some interesting names in there.
Yeah? Any standouts for you?
Well, that beat IG buy rating on Bill.com with a $60 price target, that's pretty bullish. They're betting on the continued growth of digital payments. And Salesforce getting a buy rating from West Park Capital, that's another one to watch.
Right. Salesforce is a bellwether for the tech sector. So a lot of mixed signals out there. Downgrades in consumer discretionary, upgrades and initiations in tech, makes it tough to navigate this market.
It does. But that's where the real opportunities lie. Gotta do your homework, sift through the noise, and find those companies poised for success. And don't forget about those economic data releases coming out tomorrow. Initial claims, manufacturing PMI, construction spending, those could definitely move the market.
Wow, this WaveRider AI analysis paints a pretty interesting picture of the market, huh? Cautiously bullish overall, but with some real sector-specific nuances.
Yeah, exactly. That mixed session on the 29th really highlights the uncertainty out there. Earnings, tariffs, it's a lot to digest. I'm intrigued by their focus on financials and consumer discretionary, though. They're seeing relative strength there with volume support to boot.
Oh, so while tech and healthcare are stagnating, they're saying financials and consumer discretionary are the places to be. That's a bold call, given the overall anxiety.
It is, but their reasoning makes sense. Look at their swing idea analysis. They're seeing strong momentum in tech, sure, but with names like NVDA and AMD, those are the leaders, the outliers. The broader tech sector isn't necessarily following suit. And healthcare? Totally bifurcated. Some stocks moving up, others stuck in consolidation. Not a clear picture.
I see. So they're saying to be selective, even within the seemingly strong sectors. Focus on those individual stocks showing real accumulation and volume support. Makes sense.
Exactly. And that's where their continuation and anticipation plays come in. AAPL for continuation, TSLA for anticipation. Interesting choices, right?
Yeah. What's their rationale there?
Well, for AAPL, it's likely about playing the long game. They've been a consistent performer, and WaveRider AI probably sees further upside. TSLA, on the other hand, is more of a speculative play, anticipating a breakout. Higher risk, higher reward.
Got it. So, play it safe with AAPL, take a calculated risk with TSLA. And what about those specific stock picks in their breakout analysis? NVDA, AMD, Boot. They're laying out some pretty specific entry and stop loss levels.
They are. And that level of detail is helpful, especially for newer traders. It gives them a concrete framework to work with. NVDA to 112s 115, AMD to 98-100, Boot to 106-108. Those are some pretty aggressive targets, though.
Aggressive is an understatement, but they're backing it up with volume analysis and price action. They're seeing real momentum in these names. And those stop-loss recommendations, essential for managing risk in this volatile market.
Absolutely. Gotta protect your downside. And I like how they emphasize the importance of research and risk tolerance. It's not just about blindly following their picks. It's about understanding the rationale and adapting it to your own trading style. That's key. And something that a lot of these gurus overlook.
Whoa, this WaveRider AI analysis from April 30th, 2025 is packed with info. It's like a time capsule. Ants Breakout Wednesday, catchy title.
Yeah, definitely grabs your attention. And it jumps right into the sector analysis. Tech, consumer discretionary, healthcare. They're seeing strong activity and volume across the board.
Right? MSFT, AMD, CRM in tech, AAPL, and AMZN in consumer discretionary. Those are some heavy hitters, and they're seeing significant volume, which they're interpreting as bullish.
Exactly. And they're not just looking at individual stocks. They're also factoring in ETFs like TECL, which shows broader investor interest in the tech sector.
Oh, so it's not just a few isolated stocks popping. It's a sector-wide trend. Interesting.
Precisely. And they're highlighting some key trends, like the upward momentum in AMZN and AMGN, potentially driven by earnings or recent news. Always good to consider the broader context. Now, their ticker performance predictions, that's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Well, they're bullish on MSFT, AMD, and NVDA, expecting further gains in the next few days. They're even giving specific price targets and entry stop loss levels. Pretty detailed.
Wow, that's a lot of specificity. MSFT to 397.50, then 400, AMD following suit, NVDA potentially hitting 112, Those are some aggressive targets.
They are. But they're basing it on recent price action and volume. Strong push above 394 for MSFT, consistent demand for AMD, closing near the high for NVDA. They're seeing real momentum.
I see. So they're not just throwing out random numbers. They're backing it up with analysis. And what about AAPL? They seem bullish on that one, too.
Very bullish. That late surge to close near the high suggests strong sentiment. They're predicting a test at 214, potentially even 215.50 overnight. Again, very specific price levels.
Right, and they're providing support and resistance levels for each stock. That's helpful for setting entry and stop loss orders. Risk management is key.
Absolutely. Gotta protect your downside. And I like how they emphasize the importance of due diligence. Market conditions can change quickly, so you gotta be adaptable. But overall, it's a cautiously bullish outlook with a focus on specific stocks showing real momentum.
Makes sense. So a lot of actionable insights here. Thanks for breaking it down. It's always good to get a different perspective on the market.
Anytime. And thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow with more market analysis and trading ideas. Until then, happy trading, everyone. And a special shout out to WaveWriter AI for their insightful analysis.